Chapter 165, Weeping While Passing by the Graves of the Infidels. 955. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhumah reported, when the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, and his companions reached Al-Hijr, the dwellings of the Thamud people, he admonished his companions, saying, do not pass by these people who are being tormented without weeping, lest the punishment should befall you as it had befallen them. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Another narration is, Ibn Umar radiallahu anhumah said, when the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, passed near Al-Hijr, he said, do not enter without weeping the dwellings of those who wronged themselves, lest the same chastisement should fall upon you as it had fallen upon them. Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, then covered his head and sped up until he crossed the valley of the tormented people. Commentary. The Thamud were the people to whose guidance Allah sent Prophet Saleh, peace be upon him. They lived between Al-Madinah and Syria. In 10 after Hijri, when the Prophet, peace be upon him, went to the Syrian border for the Tabuk expedition, he also passed through this ruined territory. This hadith is related to the address which he gave to his companions on the occasion. Here is an instruction that when we happen to pass through the territory of a nation destroyed in the past as a result of divine wrath, we are advised to quicken one's pace. That is why we have been commanded to avoid the company of the corrupt and the wrongdoers, lest we meet their bad end too. As the Quran says, and incline not towards those who do wrong, lest the fire should touch you. 11:113. May Allah save us from it.